This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Tony Clark, Federal Energy Regulatory Commissioner.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com. Each week, Building the Bakken extracts the very best stories and interviews that are driving the conversation.
It's unlike anything as a country we've seen since the Industrial Revolution.
Building the Bakken is more than just oil and money. It's about the people and the community.
This is nectar of the gods. It doesn't get any better than this.
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, thanks you for another amazing summer. As we gear up for fall, Sample Auto Sales invites you to stop in and see their selection of back-to-school or back-to-work vehicles, work trucks, light and heavy-duty, plus cars, SUVs, minivans, and more. As always, see most of their inventory online at sampleautosales.com. Call them up, 701-573-7875, or stop in and drink their coffee. Sample Auto Sales really appreciates your patronage.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Tony Clark, Federal Energy Regulatory Commissioner.
The price of oil has dropped, but gas hasn't necessarily dropped the way that
gas
oil...
Gas can't get as much lower than it is already.
And okay.
It's being produced in certain regions of the country, the Marcellus, at less than $3, which is dirt cheap gas, and it's still being produced.
But this is a relatively new phenomenon to the market.
Affordable gas? Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, the interesting thing, you can't go to a conference these days and talk about electricity without talking about natural gas, and you can't talk about natural gas without talking about electricity. At this point, they are intertwined, those two markets.
They already are, huh?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. In fact, for the first time in April of this year, natural gas produced more electric generation across the country than coal did. First time in history. Over 35% now is produced by gas.
Really?
Yep.
And the pipeline infrastructure is okay with that?
Up to this point it has been, and this is one of the things I'm going to be talking about this afternoon. We've been able to manage with incremental upgrades to this point, but what we're now seeing is a wave of pipeline projects that are proposed, because if we're going to go where markets and EPA especially is pushing us in terms of energy generation, there will likely be many more pipeline projects proposed.
To listen to the entire interview with Tony Clark, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commissioner, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank its local sponsors, radio affiliates, online news services, and other media distribution points, as well as Sample Auto Sales out of Manning, North Dakota. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com. And Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Visit kidsincapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies with the Mondak Oilfield Review. Be safe and keep it turning to the right.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.